Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
What do we think of Kevin O'Leary's statement in regards to FTX, and how do we know who to trust as endorsers? So anybody want to explain the Kevin O'Leary situation first, and then we can kind of go into this?
Sure, you want to explain it?
Yeah, so I mean, Kevin O'Leary, obviously, we spoke about it a little bit last week when we were talking about
FTX. Mr. Wonderful
from Shark Tank. South to Mark,
billionaire.
He was paid $15 million? Yeah, $15 million to endorse FTX.
That's a lot of coin.
That's a lot. And so there's a certain level of accountability and responsibility, or should there be, is really the real question, that these influencers or investors should have when endorsing something and not knowing all the intricacies of the actual business. And so when the money goes, and obviously we saw what happened with FTX, if I was investing in that based on his recommendation, what is his accountability? The other part of it is when they went back to him, he was on CNBC, and they were asking him about the crypto space. And he says, you know, it was something that I believed in. And then they pull up the records, and he's saying in the same year that it's a garbage space and nobody should be involved in it. Right? You can see there's a contradiction.
I mean, 15 million, a change of tune, though.
So then is there a price point that can change your tune, and at what cost do you owe the general public to have that disclaimer to saying like, hey, I'm being paid to do this. And we've seen that with other influencers, and with Khaled, and we saw it with Kim, and we saw it with Floyd. And I think their cases actually got thrown out. But at some point, what is the penalty for being paid to endorse something that we know, or not willingly, well, maybe willingly know that.
Yeah.
Not a legit space.
Number one, everyone write this down. If you have to realize that no one cares about your financial success more than you. Celebrity that does not know you is not entitled to protect you financially. I think we may be one of the few entities ever created in the history of mankind that actually acts as a fiduciary in everything that we say. Number two, what kind of accountability I don't know. I know he's frustrated, and everything that he said when he was speaking to them sounded like everything that we said on the show about what happened when I came and sat down with you guys in New York, which I miss doing, and I cannot wait to be back and record again. But when something is okay, hypothetically, if a company is making, let's say, take FTX, if they're making, let's say, 30% a quarter, Rashad, you can attest to this as an advisor. You're like number one, top 1% in the world, if that's the case. Why the hell you got to pay an ambassador $15 million a year to promote if you're actually getting 30% a quarter returns? Makes no sense. I think this is a prime case of everyone has a price. I like O'Leary. I like his investment philosophy and strategy. Been a fan of him on Shark Tank forever. Even in some of my grumpiness that you see in me, I relate to it in him because of how he's been screwed over in deals. But when you are supposed to take care of the public and you don't do so for a bag, is it really worth it? Even Shaq said, hey, I'm not a fan of crypto. I was just a paid spokesperson. And this is the number one, going back to ads. I only want to have ads on a platform from a company or a product that I actually use and or like. And Rashad and I had a very spirited conversation about this like a year ago. I think the number one mistake that podcasts are making, and number one, they got you to say podcast instead of film, but number two, you are allowing your life's work to be sold away for pennies on a dollar when you let a product be advertised on your platform that you do not own. This is going to have a severe hit on O'Leary's reputation and ultimately probably Shark Tank. I would not be surprised if does not get fixed in the next 3 months, that they don't find someone to replace him. And everyone said it's not possible, but they've had Kevin Hart and some other people. If they put Kevin in that seat over O'Leary, I love you, Mr. Wonderful, but it's gone. And even to our audience, when you're like, hey, why are you interviewing rappers? Clearly, we have to get bigger because if the people that you're idolizing and looking up to have more, have a higher Q score than us, then you're telling us to get a higher Q score to match that. I won't talk about Kevin Hart's deal with Chase, but that's a nice bag he's getting to promote Chase. So there's a method to the madness while we interview a Floyd, and because that's what the audience ultimately wants. But be careful. No one cares about your money more than you do, except me. And us in this show. And if I've made you money, please put yes in chat.
Yeah.
And this guy hated crypto and then endorsed it and got mad when he got swindled. Huh?
That's what I was saying. And it's different when it comes from him. So yeah, like Tom Brady's endorsing it as well. People are Tom Brady's an athlete. Steph Curry was in the commercials. Yeah, he's an athlete. Like when it comes from somebody who's looked at as, you know, a leader.
An investor.
That's the financial space and has a show that is based on investing. It's going to hit a little different.
Right? And just because you know about one space doesn't mean you know about another.
15 mil.
Well, we will monitor the situation.
My graduates from my school being Forbes. Bag drop. Mic drop. Bag drop.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.